Zion soon.
Thank you, Ira Lapp, and thank you, Ann Arbor District Library, for having these wonderful events in such a rich series. Ann Arbor Public Library is amazing. All the wonderful offerings of all kinds of books. Like tomorrow morning, there's something amazing happening in this room. I am the wife of Professor Ronald Seeney, who is right back there standing next to Dennis Turman. Professor of history here at the University of Michigan. And his grandfather was Grigor Seeney. This gentleman over here, Grigor Mirzayan Seeney. This is one of the young pictures from 1919, I think. And this is probably also in the 20s. This is when they were fleeing to Constantinople, running away from war and revolution around 1922, I think. And this is in his later years in the 1930s. And this is a cartoon that was done of him in 1970. He was born in 1876. He was a very talented young man. They called him the Nightingale of Shushi. Shushi is the city that he lived in, well, town. And he had such a beautiful voice, and he was such a great musician that they all rounded up money to send him to get all the possible education there was at that time. He came from a long line of Ashuk singers. They were poet minstrel singers. His grandfather, his great-grandfather, it's documented going back generations. And he studied with all the Armenian masters of his time, and then went to study with Rimsky-Korsakov in St. Petersburg, Russia, which was far, far away from Armenia. And Rimsky-Korsakov was impressed with this young man and said he was so good at counterpoint and harmony. And you'll hear that in his music. And he gives the pianist a lot of work to do with all kinds of chord changes. So Seeney would take a simple melody that he heard the folk singing. He was an ethnomusicologist. He went and listened to what people were singing out in the villages and in the fields, and then made them into four-part choral works, that is for soprano, alto, tenor, bass. He also wrote orchestral works and other instrumental works. And my mother-in-law, who is Ron's mother, used to say Seeney would take a little ditty and make a symphony out of it. So you'll hear, first of all, our daughters, Sevan and Anush, playing a medley of little folk songs. We don't have a chorus here, although we could with all these people, but we have their violins, and they're playing these choral pieces on their violins with me at piano. So these are actually choral works. Most of the pieces today you'll hear are actually choral works. And then we have Rubik Mayuyan and Anahit Tumanjan, who will be singing with us. Rubik is a tenor and Anahit is a soprano. And Rubik is the choir director at St. John's Armenian Church in Southfield. And Anahit teaches at the school right next to that church. It's the AGBU Day School. And Anahit Tumanjan and her husband, Dikran, have translated almost all of these songs, and in your programs, all the songs are translated. When, in the middle of the program, Anush will put down her violin and pick up her oud, Stephen Osborne will come and play Dumbeg with her. Is he here? There he is! Okay, so we will start now.